You are tuned to 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Some of our state agencies may not be able to say it, but Dr. Michael Oppenheimer is, and he does. He'll speak about the topic of climate change at the Emerson Center in Vero Beach on Saturday. He's a professor of geosciences and international affairs at Princeton University. He joins us now, ironically, during one of our coldest weather snaps of the season. Dr. Oppenheimer, you'll be talking with us about the weather while you're here.
Well, weather's always interesting to everybody. What's been happening, however, for the last 20 or 30 years and is becoming more and more noticeable, is that the weather is changing. And that is due in large measure to human emissions, air pollution caused by cars, by industry, by electric power plants, to a lesser extent by agriculture.
And how do those factors affect the weather?
The primary offender is a pollutant called carbon dioxide, which arises when we burn coal, oil, natural gas, gasoline, etc., and it's going up in the atmosphere and forming a kind of invisible blanket, which is trapping radiation that would otherwise go into space, so it's making Earth warmer. Earth is now about almost 2 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than it was before the industrial era when these gases were emitted.
Now that sounds bit. Is that a significant? Is 2 degrees significant?
2 degrees is at the edge of what starts to be significant,
okay,
because it's accompanied by a bunch of other effects which are starting to be noticeable and in some cases damaging. So, for instance, sea level is rising. That's happening worldwide.
What might we experience as far as our actual weather is concerned?
Rainstorms are getting more intense, and there's some indication that hurricanes may, in the future, not really certain about it yet, but in the future, change and get more intense.
As a scientist, what makes you feel that this is something that is a climate change type of a thing rather than a cyclical, I'm thinking the Dust Bowl type weather pattern?
Climate varies a lot, naturally. Over tens of thousands of years, it varies because Earth's orbit changes, so the inclination of Earth toward the sun changes and the patterns of sunlight change, and then you get more heat in some places and less in others. And those are very marked changes, but they take tens of thousands of years to occur. That's not what's going on now. The sun fluctuates a little bit in its intensity. There's also a volcanic dust veil around Earth, which reflects sunlight, and that varies as well. But since the late 1970s, we've had satellites looking directly at the sun, measuring its intensity variations very carefully, and also looking at this volcanic dust veil. And on balance, those changes are nowhere near enough to explain the warming that's occurred.
Is that what you'll be addressing when you're down here?
I'm going to address the science, and if people want to know something about the policies, I can talk about that too. One thing as a scientist I can tell you is that these changes are occurring, and we have to at very least, get very good at defending ourselves to the extent we can.
We've been speaking with Dr. Michael Oppenheimer. He'll be at the Emerson Center in Vero Beach tomorrow with presentations at 4 and 6:30 p.m. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.